Let's see. Let's chat on Twitter while I make dinner. Internet outage. Internet outage. Let's chat. Oh, not dinner. Oh, gosh. Let's chat on Twitter while I make lunch and wait it out. There we go. Hello, if there's anybody out there, I'm currently making a quick post. Oh, we should also chat on the you. Let me get my link to my wait space. So let's do that. Da-da-da. One moment, doing some housekeeping, and then I'll share what's going on. Let's see. Copy link. Wait it out. We can chat. Let's chat here. Hello, I see there's four of you in here, or maybe five. Maybe I can't count. Let's chat here. In let's chat with this waiting room. Okay. Oh my gosh. Internet outage. Let's chat on Twitter while I make lunch and wait it out. Tweet. Hello. Hi, whatever. Hi, Chunky. Hi, 47. Hi, DeBrad. Oh, there's little reactions. Hello. Hello, LSDF and Nolly. Yeah, can you all send a reaction? Hello, 47. I saw your reaction. Thank you. Hello, Dernsby Wolfie 8.8. Oh my gosh, there's more of you coming in. Wait, let me make a post on the I guess previous posts, so I'm not doing too many. Don't want to overload. Let me see. Edit. Currently an outage in my area. Paste. Paste. Let's chat on Twitter while I make lunch and wait it out. Let's chat with this waiting room. Pause or period or enter. Okay, all right, all right. Almost done, almost done. And then I can make my dinner. A return post. Yay! Okay, hello everybody. Oh, we got a nice little party here. Okay, so for those who may not know, we are currently on Twitter because there is an internet outage in my area. I thought maybe there was something wrong because I went on the website and they said, "Oh, it's all, no outages here. Your gateway is just offline." And so I thought, "Oh, maybe it's just my device." But then I called support and she said, "Oh, yep, there's an outage in your area. So nothing we can do but wait it out." So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make my lunch. I'm gonna make my lunch. I have a teriyaki noodle bowl. And let's see. I have a cooler next to my desk, and it has like these two small cans of Coca-Cola. Just in case I needed them. So now I'm gonna use them. I also had my, did I finish my Hot Pocket? I didn't. Let me finish my Hot Pocket before I make new food. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, wait, let me also pull up the waiting room. Let's see your channel. I haven't done a Twitter space in a while, I feel. This is so fun. Hello, hi. Long time no speak. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry, Yeonju Nana. Oh, I guess that is 47. Do you prefer 47 or Yeonju Nana? Ooh, you had some chicken noodle soup. Did you have some soda on the side? Chicken noodle soup. Chicken noodle soup. Chicken noodle soup and the soda on the side. I was thinking of like getting a mini fridge. Cause I usually just get like a, I usually get a like a cooler or an insulated bag, and then I put an ice pack in it, and I bring it to my desk for when I have endurance streams. But someone was like, "Oh, you should just get a cooler." But I don't think I do endurance streams enough to warrant it. You have some chips.
Ooh, what kind of chips?
Is anyone else out there eating? Snacking on some food.
Also, I went ahead and unlisted the Until Dawn for now so nobody gets confused.
You know what I'll do? Oh man, I don't have internet. Oh no. I was just thinking to myself, you know what I'll do while I'm waiting? I'll work on my schedule for next week. But then I realized I don't have internet. Oh no, return to monkey. I'm gonna have to do like a captain's log, day 56. No internet. Oh my gosh. Sea salt chips are nice. Ooh, leftovers, nice. What do I do now without the internet? I used to have a mini fridge in my old idle dorm. So, before I moved and got my own idle dorm solo, I used to live in an idle dorm with a lot of other trainees, and we had like a shared kitchen. So each room had like a sink and a mini fridge, and there was a shared kitchen for a lot of people. So I never really used it. So I always went to the food court. Because the food court came with like the thing, with the housing, I guess. And then so the bathrooms were also shared. I think one year I had my own bathroom, but for the most part, I had a community bathroom with the other girls on my floor. Oh, do I have my Mass Effect books? Yes! So I'm actually still, oh my gosh. Do you want me to start from the beginning or do you want me to start from where I am right now? I mean, it's not very far, but I also have The Psychology of Zelda. I can read that too. Yeah, it's just chat now. My internet's out, so I'm using my cellular data to find my book. Okay, well let me I need to put my noodles in. I was too busy eating my Pop Pocket. Empty contents of noodles and vegetable packets into bowl. Pour sauce over noodles. Add 2 tablespoons. 2 tablespoons of water. Of agua. I don't wanna be up up no more. I don't wanna be up all night again. Night, night, night again. Oh. I don't wanna waste my time. Okay, almost done with the noodles. Cover loosely with a lid. Microwave for 90 seconds. Let's stand so it can cool. Microwave oven safe. Perfect. Okay, I think it's covered loosely. Let's add 30 seconds. There we go. All right, it's cooking. We're cooking. Yeah, Psychology of Zelda does sound cool, doesn't it? I should probably change my profile. I've been starting to put live now in front of my name on Twitter whenever I'm live. But with all of the fiasco with the internet going out, I forgot to change it. Okay, while that's cooking, we'll go ahead and read. I'm so excited. I haven't really gotten the time to read more. I took this when I was on my way to Idle Side Job business trip. And that's the last I've read it. Okay. Should I start from the beginning? I guess I should. Let's just start from the beginning. So this is Mass Effect Revelation Prologue. Oh, there's. Wait, I am pretty far. Well, in chapter one. But I don't want you all to be confused. Prologue. Approaching is it Arcturus? Oh no. That's the one thing about reading sci-fi books is there's a lot of things you have to pronounce. And when I read, it's like I don't have to say it out loud. But now that I'm reading out loud, technically we're live on Twitter. That's true. Approaching Arcturus, disengaging FTL drive core. Rear Admiral John Grissom of the Alliance, the most famous man on Earth and its three fledgling interstellar colonies, glanced up briefly as the voice of the SSV New Delhi's helmsman came over the shipboard intercom. Oh, my food's ready.
A second later, he felt the unmistakable deceleration surge as the vessel's mass effect field generators wound down and the New Delhi dropped from faster than light travel into speeds more acceptable to an Einsteinian universe. Mass Effect playthrough soon. I actually am currently in the process of playing through Mass Effect 2, but I'm hoping to maybe next week. I'm going to schedule a membership stream next week, and then maybe we can do some Mass Effect 2. And then I also have to put a poll up for which unarchived stream I'm going to do for the members. The ghostly illumination of the familiar red-shifted universe spilled in through the cabin's tiny viewport, gradually cooling to more normal hues as they decelerated. Let's see. Oh, was I not supposed to put the topping in before I cooked it? Oh, well. Grissom hated the viewports. Alliance ships were purely instrument-driven. They required no visual references of any kind. But all vessels were designed with several tiny ports and at least one main viewing window, typically on the bridge, as a concession to antiquated romantic ideals of space travel. I feel like that's part of the fun, you know, the romanticism of space travel. Let's see. It reminds me of Epcot. Yeah, I do have some internet problems. There's an outage in my area, so there's nothing I can really do except wait it out. But that's okay. I think we're having fun now. And good night, Kazu. I hope you have a good rest. Yes. Okay, where are we here? Let me pin this. Oh, maybe I should make this a Twitter moment. What's the, like, they have like an Instagram stories version on Twitter, right? Let's pin to my profile pin. This is so fascinating. How do I do that? How do I make a moment? Okay. Let's see. Well, there we go. I tried my best. I went ahead and pinned it. I hope that's close enough. Okay. Where are we? The Alliance worked hard to maintain these romantic ideals. They were good for recruitment. To people back on Earth, the unexplored vastness of space was still a wonder. Humanity's expansion across the stars was a glorious adventure of discovery. And the mysteries of the galaxy were just waiting to be revealed. Grissom knew the truth was much more complex. He had seen firsthand just how beautifully cold the galaxy could be. Well, that's true. It was both magnificent and terrifying, and he knew there were some things humanity was not ready to face. The classified transmission he received that morning from the base at Shang-Chi, that's the war that... Wasn't it Ashley's family was involved with? The classified transmission he had received that morning from the base at Shang-Chi was proof of that. My noodles are ready. You're going to like the book. It ties well with the game. I'm excited. So I'm further in the story, obviously, than the beginning. But me, hold on. I'm mixing my noodles at the moment. Just a casual lunch and book reading. I'm excited. I'm excited to read more of this book. Well, we might get caught up with where I am. I don't know when the outage is going to come back. Do you all know how long internet outages usually last? I don't know if there's like a specific length of time. How is idol training? Good, 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 good. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Wait, speaking of idols, training an idol side job. So I was So yesterday, I don't know if you saw my tweet, but I tweeted out that my OneNote notebook is gone. So for those who don't know, OneNote is like an application. It's kind of like a notebook, but digital. And I keep all of my notes for Idol Side Job there. And I mean all of it. All of the projects I work on, everything. And yesterday, I don't know what happened, but I opened my computer again and I opened my OneNote and all my notebook was gone. And I checked like my recycling bin. I checked my documents. I checked, oh my gosh, I checked my OneDrive. I checked the recycling bin, my OneDrive, and it's all gone. I don't know what happened. And so I thought, oh my gosh, is it a sign? Is this a sign to
to become a full-time idol. Idol side job, said this is a side. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll ask a system admin or something. Okay, but for now I'm gonna lay in bed and read this book while we wait out the internet outage. Okay, let's see. It can be a few minutes to a few hours. Well, it looks like you all are stuck with me on Twitter for a while. Okay, back to the book. In many ways, humanity was like a child, naive and sheltered. Not that this was surprising. In the whole of humanity's long history, it was only in the last 2 centuries that they had broken the bonds of Earth and ventured into the cold vacuum of space beyond. And true interstellar travel, the ability to journey to destinations beyond their own solar system, had only been made possible in the last decade. Less than a decade, in fact. It was in 2148, a mere 9 years ago, that the mining team on Mars had unearthed the remains of a long-abandoned alien research station deep beneath the planet's surface. It was heralded as the most significant discovery in human history, a singular event that changed everything forever. For the first time, humanity was faced with indisputable, incontrovertible proof that they were not alone in the universe. Oh, isn't that spooky? Every media outlet across the world had jumped on the story. Who were these mysterious aliens? Where were they now? Were they extinct? Would they return? What impact did they have on humanity's past evolution? What impact would they have on humanity's future? In those first few months, philosophers, scientists, and self-appointed experts endlessly debated the significance of the discovery on the news vids and across the infonets, vehemently and sometimes even violently. And bye, Lee Hunter. I hope you have a good time with your dinner. You know what? I should probably be eating my lunch as well. Pause. How is everybody? What are you all up to? It's a Saturday for me, so that might mean it might be a Sunday morning. Early Sunday morning for some of you all. How are you all doing? Do you have some work? Homework, maybe? What are you all up to? I'm going to keep eating my lunch. Oh no! You're working the weekend! Well, I hope work treats you well this weekend. Yeah, laying in bed is nice. Well, for those who, oh gosh, let me finish eating my food. Nom nom. For those who need company, I hope this is helpful. You know what song stuck in my head? Up No More by Twice. I don't wanna be up no more. I don't wanna be up all night again. Night again. Oh. Sorry, I will finish. I will go back to the book once I'm done eating. Ah. So nice. Man, I miss my internet. It's only been like an hour, and I'm already like, oh, man, I need my internet. It's okay. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, you're drawing? Oh, tax documents. Yeah, I started my tax. I use TurboTax. I just have to submit it now. Mm-hmm-hmm. Take a nap, you say, Kaibo Kencha. If you need a nap, take a nap. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, so this is a B-side. This is a B-side track. For the one that has scientist. OT. Oh, once plus twice equals heart. I know, it's like you never really know how important it is until it's gone. See, we take things for granted. I don't wanna be up no more. I don't wanna be up all night again. How does it go? I don't remember. I don't know if I can play music on my phone. Oh, but it's a good song. I don't wanna be up no more. I don't wanna be up all night again. Nah, nah, night again. Oh. I don't wanna waste my time. Da na 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 na. Mono jisuke. Oh. Da 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 dum. Oh, I meant to ask. I wonder if I can do a poll on on this here. I guess I can't. Oh man. Creepers. Oh man. I was wondering what we should do for the next dance studio live. Also, if you all know any 3D modelers, let me know. I would love to chat. I wanna maybe get a new outfit or maybe get my hair done for the next time we do a dance practice. Oh no, now they don't have the game to keep me awake. I'm drifting away into sleep. What did you all think of the game so far? I told myself, I said I was going to eat, but now I'm just laying down in bed. I don't wanna waste my, what was the song? I don't wanna waste my time. Dun, 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 dun. I do have the 3D itch. Oh my gosh. Ooh, maybe I should clean. Yeah, maybe I should clean. I know the game is scary. I always feel bad because, like in the games, when something bad happens, I always think like, "Oh man, I should have done that." Blah blah blah. But like I said, like you never know how the writers are gonna write it right. Because I feel like with every choice, the writers could have written it one way, and the writers could. So like, let's say you have answer choice A and answer choice B, right, in a game. They could write it. There's an equal chance for them to write it. Well, not equal chance, but there is a possibility either way for them to write option A to be the bad one, or option A to be the good, the good one, right? Or they could even write so that both are bad or that both are good. So honestly, as a player, there's really nothing I can do other than make the best choice that I can. Does that make sense? I don't know. Maybe I'm just rambling on. I don't wanna be up no more. I don't wanna be up all night again. Now, oh my gosh! One of my coworkers, he, him and his wife just had a baby, and they sent a picture of their baby in the group chat. So cute! Oh my gosh! Wow, I have a picture of me with my little sister when she was a baby. She looked like a bow. Do you all know that this is a Pixar animated short? And it's the bow animated short. And then it looks like it's so chubby. I have a picture of my niece too, and she looks like a bow in that one. Oh my gosh. Do I have any predictions on the game? I don't know. I really don't. I have a feeling that maybe, this is common, but I feel like there's like things aren't as they seem, if that makes sense. That's what I'm thinking. I think because there's some suspicious characters, but I think it's already so early in the game for them to be so obviously suspicious, if that makes sense. But I don't know. I don't know. Frey says, when I'm writing for D&D, I always make sure that rather than a good or bad route, I make sure each route has some sort of consequences. Yeah, I liked Bao. It was so cute. I think I remember like the Bao didn't want to like hang out with the mom anymore, which was really sad. But then I think they made up by the end. Yeah, the dumpling short. I think it was called Bao. It's so cute, but I sent my my sister a comparison photo of the bow and of my knees, and it looks very similar. Oh my gosh. What was I talking about? I got distracted by the baby photo. I have a baby photo of me, and I'm asleep in the photo. Oh my gosh. I think I've told you all that before, but Sleepy Rita never goes away. Man, now up, I don't, what is the song? Up No More, the Twice song is stuck in my head. I don't wanna be up no more. I don't wanna be up all night again. Night again. Oh, oh, oh. I don't wanna waste my time. Da na na na. Da na da na na. Na 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 na. Oh, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna tell, I think I told Hacker Team that everything's okay. It's just an outage. Let me let them know what my current situation is. I'm okay. I'm currently on Twitter Spaces. Mm-hmm. I should probably let them know so they don't get worried about me. There we go. Yay! Oh. Hello, everybody. Oh, wow. It's quite the party here. Thank you all for hanging out with me. Even though I'm just laying down in bed and doing nothing. I should probably clean or something, right? Ooh. My sister, one of my other older sisters, I'm a middle child. One of my other older sisters says that babies, like newborn babies, look like aliens. I thought that wasn't nice. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh. She said, why do you like babies? They look like aliens. They're so cute. Just want to pinch their cheeks. Hacker Team out here at full power trying to manually reroute packets. Oh my gosh, can I tell? Oh gosh, let me tell you all a fun story. So I think I mentioned yesterday that I was helping out with the recruiting for Idol's side job. And it's almost like I'm shopping for my replacement because I might be, at least I'm hoping to quit and become a full-time agent sometime this year. They're so smart. So I helped with like interviewing yesterday. So I was interviewing all day before streaming. Oh my gosh. They're so smart. They're not even that much younger than I am. Like I'm only like a few years older than them. But oh my gosh, they speak like they've been working in the tech industry for like 10 years. I was so impressed. I thought to myself, what are they feeding these kids? Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. So I was just sitting there and we were at, so obviously, you know, we ask like soft skill questions and then but the whiteboarding questions, oh my gosh. I was so impressed. I was so impressed. Wow. Cause I remember, I don't think I've ever been given. I'm just kidding. That's a lie. I have whiteboarded before, but oh my gosh, they're so intelligent. But anyway, I don't know. Yeah, it was really intimidating. But you know, all very smart. So I sat there. I was like, do I have the authority to be interviewing these people? I thought to myself, would I be able to solve this under pressure as well? Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Prison Project is also technically the tech industry. I guess so. I would say we're an entertainment company, if that makes sense. But also tech, I guess. I mean, I want to get more into VR and 3D. I saw that Unity has like development courses. I need your help. Any tech wizards out there? I want to learn more about Unity development, but I don't know what the best way to do it is. Let me see. Unity coursework, because I think it'd be super cool if I did both like a technical aspect and then like a design aspect. Oh, they do have certifications. Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly entertainment, but very tech adjacent. I think with all the stuff that we like do and we try, I think it's definitely there. Unity has official tutorials. Does it cost to be certified? Unity certified? Let's see. What does post-secondary mean? Certified associate, post-secondary, and aspiring professionals. I just want to make music videos. Oh my gosh. Oh, certified associate artist, game developer, programmer. What's the difference? I don't know. Oh no, my noodles! My cabbages! Let me get up from my bed. Let me go get my noodles. Let me walk over to my noodles. Yeah, Unity development. I think it's so cool. I think there's so many applications for... I really want to improve my... You all know me. I love learning. I love trying new things, you know. Try new things. And even if it's not perfect, I can try it and iterate and get better. But I want to be better and create cooler things for you all to enjoy. So I want to see if I can get more into like music video. I saw, okay, I need your help, everybody. I was browsing YouTube yesterday because I was trying to find tutorials on how to do it. But is there a way to do, sorry, I accidentally hit my table. Is there a way to use like Vive trackers to do like motion capture through like Blender or Unity or even like MMD? I'm trying to make a music video. Post-secondary is masters? Oh gosh, I don't know about that. Oh, they're a little spicy, the noodles are. Yeah. Unity is super powerful, and I feel like it's super easy. I was watching a Unity demo, and it's so quick to push things into, like, production. I feel like you can build something really quickly, like, build a solution really quickly, and then have it ready for production, like, in a snap. Yeah, so, I don't know. I've been browsing ways to turn, like, Vive Tracker mocap into... I don't know if, you know, all the tech convos are boring or interesting at all. So, but if you have any ideas, let me know. Ooh, okay. I'll look for it on Twitter. It's called prototyping. That's super cool. I feel like I really only have a high level understanding of most technologies, but yeah, it's okay. Even though I'm a cyber angel, I don't have to know everything. Everything techie. But as a cyber angel, that's kind of what I did. I learned during Cyber Angel training. I want to talk to you all more about my, I guess lore is what we call it. But yeah, I have a lot about my history that you all, it's not that I'm keeping it from you all, but I want to share at the right time. But I guess since we're having our special little space here, so there was a high council of angels, right? And there was actually a group of cyber angels, and as one of them, there's a few of us, a few cyber angels. So, we each kind of represented something. Yeah. I'll explain more into that something, but I kind of was, it's hard to explain what the representation means, but we kind of each represented an aspect of culture. And I'll tell you why later. It's a long story, but for me, I kind of represented art and yeah, so music, theater, etc. But I'll tell you more about that and why that's the case, and yeah. And that's right, Demon Warrior. So there's 2 weeks left to submit fan art for the 1 year anniversary project. If you all have any questions or have any trouble sharing your posts or sharing your artwork, whether it's your own artwork that you make or any commissioned artwork, just tweet at me and I can go ahead and fix that. But yeah, so if you go to the website, there's different records. And what you can do is you can pick a record and draw art for it in your interpretation. And then hopefully you can put it in the video. Oh no, you got a Diet Coke on accident. Aw, man. It's okay. I don't know if I had a council more so that I was part of a group of cyber angels, if that makes sense. It's okay if you can't rob. Like I said, your love and support, everyone, is more than enough. This might be a little bit too spicy for me. The noodles, oh gosh. That's okay. Time to go lay back down. Now that we're done with the noodles. I don't wanna be up no more. I don't wanna be up all night again. Night again. Oh my gosh, I've been watching Psyche K. It's so funny. And then I got to the episode where they had the coffee jelly. Do you all remember the coffee jelly? Who in their right mind would spend 3,000 yen on a coffee jelly? I would. Oh my gosh. How's my spice tolerance? Good. I'd say pretty good. I do like spice. Yeah. I think it's nice. I don't wanna be up no more. I'm scrolling through my YouTube now, but I can't watch the YouTube videos because I'm doing my Twitter space. There's a video that came up on my feed that says, "A day in the life of an engineer working from home." Wait, I need to find the video. It's called Your First Day. I told you all about this. Your First Day as a Software Engineer Intern. It was so funny. Software Engineer Intern. It's so funny because it starts off with like a... I wonder if I can watch videos while we chat. Yeah, I found it. I don't know why this popped up on my feed. I guess it's because I kept searching up like different tech stuff. Okay, here we go. It's so funny. Okay, let's see. Twitter space watch along. Sure. It's an internet outage. Yeah. So I still have lights and such. Okay, I'm gonna send the link in the chat. This is so... Wait, let me put headphones on. Okay, I got it. Wait, let me get my headphones. Oh gosh, or earphones rather. Do you all differentiate between earphones and headphones? I think headphones are ones that go over your head, and then earphones are the ones that go in your ear. Okay, I'm gonna send it in the chat. Okay, let me put my. I don't wanna waste my time. You know, I like watching those videos. I think it's Paulo in Tokyo, and he does like day in the life. Okay. Make sure this is right. I don't wanna wake up all night again. Okay, here it is. Okay. Up all night again. Oh. You call them earbuds. I see. Okay, there's the video. Let's watch it together. Okay, I'll give you all a second to pull it up. And then I'll say 3, 2, 1, go, okay? Okay. On go, we're gonna press play, okay?